You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, when I want to buy some frozen spanakopita, by the way, I just love spanakopita. I don't even check the calories because I know they're filled with spinach, which is really good for me, of course, right? Sounds reasonable. Well, question is it? Should I be looking at those calories? And the person who's going to answer that question and many more about should we count calories is all the way across from the pond with us today, Catherine Tate. She's the food teacher from the UQK, and she's going to answer this for me. Catherine, should I have checked the calories on the box of the frozen spanakopita before I bought and ate a whole lot of it or not?
Hi, Ellen. It's a really interesting question, and so many people talk to me about calories and ask me, you know, especially people that are on a diet and thinking about their weight. So I just want to explain a little bit about calories for people so they get a better understanding. So basically, calories are a unit of energy, and in nutrition terms, it refers to the energy consumed through eating and drinking and our energy usage through exercise. So if we eat a snack bar that may contain 100 calories, for example, and then we do a 5K run, that may use up about 450. And the human body needs energy to survive, so you need to consume calories. That's vital. And without that consumption of energy, basically, we're not going to survive or thrive. But not all calories are created equally. So, you know, your choice of the particular food may be a certain number of calories, but what it contains nutritionally, it could be completely different. So that's kind of the interesting way to actually look at this.
Well, the question is, what are calories? Is it, people tend to think calories, you just find little particles of calories in food, but that's really not the case. Could you explain what a calorie is for us, please?
Yep, sure. So basically, the calorie is the unit of energy that you're going to get from the food. And different macronutrients like fats, carbohydrates and proteins have different amounts of calories within them. So 1 gram of carbohydrate and 1 gram of protein actually contain 4 calories, but 1 gram of fat will contain 9 calories. So much more energy dense. The fat is obviously much more energy dense. So interestingly, when worldwide health authorities recommend calorie consumption for men and women, no one is kind of sort of decided on the same amount of value. So I think in the US you've got something like 2,700 calories per day for an average man, but in the UK we've got 2,500, and the United Nations recommend somewhere around 1,800 calories. So it's quite different how important people perceive calories to be, which is quite interesting. We also need to be aware that everybody's body is quite unique biochemically. So I always, being a nutritional therapist, I always focus with people on nutrient-dense foods rather than energy-dense foods. Because if you focus in specifically on calories and counting calories in your daily food, you could actually deprive yourself of key nutrients, which may well slow down your metabolic rate and can also sort of affect weight gain in other ways. So it's, you know, really important to think about the bigger picture rather than counting calories.
Well, you've answered a bunch of my questions in that.
Okay.
that was excellent because, first of all, it's a measure of energy. So how we move, it depends on how we use it or not move and how we don't use it. And also the source of the energy, which being the nutrition, which is what my next question was, is it, because I tend to go to the nutrition facts. I don't really ever look at the calories. Maybe that's shameful, but I'm always want to see what I'm eating versus how many calories are in what I'm eating. So is that a better way to go?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at the, you know, when you're looking at labels, you can often get sort of swayed by products that are branded healthy. But actually, if you just go look at the label and the content of the food, you can see that quite often it can be complete junk when it's, you know, based on being low calorie. So when I'm talking about sort of nutrients and thinking about that, if you look at your plate of food that you're going to consume with a meal, if half of that plate is your rainbow of vegetables, then those foods are going to be great because they're going to be low in calories anyway, but they're going to be high in fiber. And that's really, really important, especially if you're thinking about weight loss and weight management, because the fiber will help to increase the hormones that will suppress appetite. And it will also help to fill you up and keep you fuller for longer. And by focusing on the nutrients rather than the calories, you can be sure that you've got that range of vitamins and minerals that you need to maintain optimal health. And, you know, there are some studies out there that show that if you're deficient in things like zinc, magnesium, vitamin C and E, that can also increase your risk of weight gain. So by sort of zoning in on the calories, it's not going to be great. You need to think about the overall package and what you're getting in the food that you eat. It's really important.
You said it so well. I mean, as a dietitian, it's exhausting to see people go through their thought process and look at, for example, comparing a donut. Oh, I could have a donut because it's 250 calories. Or, you know, they look at the calorie and they say, well, it's the same amount of calories, so I'd rather just have the donut, but they kind of miss the whole nutrient packaging. So I love that. The one way, I look at the calories, when I look at food, I look at the nutrients, but the reason I look at calories, and I wanted to get your take on this, see if I'm the only one who does this, it's kind of as a guideline to know how much of it you can eat that you can get enough of nutrients from. So let me explain. So for example, celery is really low in calorie, so yeah. It kind of gives you the hint that you can eat a lot of celery and to get all the nutrients you need. But when you compare with nuts, for example, nuts are really healthy and everybody should be eating nuts, but nobody should be eating a bag of peanuts a day because then it would be too much. Nuts are high in calories, so you should have them, but maybe your portion size needs to be watched over. So maybe use the calories as a guidelines of how much you can have of it. Does that make sense to you as well?
Yeah, definitely. And I run a clinic, the Food Teacher Clinic. I speak to a lot of clients. And actually, some clients find it really useful counting calories, even though I sort of guide them away from that, because some people really just haven't got a handle on the sort of the quantities that they can consume. And I have one client with type 2 diabetes, and he found it so useful keeping an eye on his calories, and it helped him sort of make better choices. And he actually was able to reverse his condition by keeping a strict eye on his calories. So that's really interesting. And also when you mentioned celery, the other thing to think about is also the thermic effect of food. So food like celery, because it takes a lot of energy just to consume it, because you need to chew it a lot and it's very fibrous, the body needs to utilize a lot of energy to break it down. Which means that's why it has no calories, because you need to create a lot of, use a lot of energy to basically absorb it and break it down. So, I often talk to people about things like, if you're looking at something quite processed, like a beef burger versus a piece of steak, the piece of steak is going to, utilize a lot more energy in the absorption of it than that processed beef burger. And so just the thermic effect of food as well is another way to look at how you're going to break down those calories.
That is a fantastic way to look at 60. It and to point out it's no wonder you are called the food teacher. we're just constantly learning from you. That's fantastic. And I love that we can munch on celery, and not only it's hydrating because it's got so much water, but it's also going to be negative calories. I love that. So
absolutely. It's great for your blood pressure as well. Celery,
there you
got
go. And it's easy to grow.
So
yeah. And it's super easy 30. To grow. Everybody can grow their own celery and munch on it all day. So thank you, Catherine, so much. I want to tell everybody where to find you and more from you. And that is on www.thefoodteacher.com.uk. We'll post a link on our social media too. So if you want, just look on our Facebook page and we'll post a link to her page. Thank you so much for being with us. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.